Welcome back. Well, South Africa's inflation rate has hit an eight-year low in October, coming in at 3.7%, well below the midpoint of the SARB's 3-6% target range. Whether it's enough to trigger an interest rate cut tomorrow, though, remains the big question. Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB joins us now with some perspective. Thanks so much, Rizwana, for your time today. So as I say, we have CPI having slowed considerably to 3.7%. How much wind does this knock out the sails of any hawks sitting on the MPC right now?
Now, SA inflation has been low for quite some time. It's been below the SARB's 4.5% midpoint or target for a few months. Excuse me. And as a result of that, we don't really have much of an inflation problem. The problem lies with the upcoming event risk, being a possible Moody's downgrade or a downgrade by other credit rating agencies, which could result in a weaker rand, and that would have an impact on inflation. So the problem for the MPC is not so much current inflation, but future inflation, given some of the upside risks that can't really be forecasted at this stage.
So where there's been, you know, moderations having come through on, you know, a whole lot of levels, further deceleration in food inflation for one to 3.5% year on year, just how much upside risk are you pricing in? What's your outlook?
So in terms of the upside risk, there's two major upside risks in the near term and over the medium term. Something that can't really be forecasted is any sort of drought or severe drought that the country may or may not face. That will add some upside risk to food inflation over the medium to long term if it does materialize. Another aspect that's more near term is, like I said, the Moody's downgrade or an S&P or Fitch downgrade that's expected in the first half of 2020. That sort of event would likely weaken the rand substantially in the near term, and that would have a negative impact on inflation. These sort of shock factors add between 30 and 50 basis points to headline inflation when and if they do materialize.
Okay, so those are some of the external forces that the SARB will be taking into consideration. Overall, though, the numbers today reflective of just how little pricing power sits in this economy in a still low to no growth environment. Do you see the MPC being swayed in its stance at all tomorrow? What are your expectations as far as interest rates are concerned? Broad consensus is that we are going to have rates being kept on hold.
Yes, so our view is for rates to be kept on hold, but I think it's going to be a much more closer call than most expect. I think it's going to be very close because of the fact that the rand has remained fairly stable since the last MPC meeting. The oil price and the maize price have actually fallen since September. Combined with that, growth remains very weak. So the hawks will likely be swayed by some of those factors, but I don't think it will be enough to pass through a cut at tomorrow's meeting. We have those large and events on the horizon, being Moody's, the S&P on Friday, and Fitch sometime on the horizon. And in February, we've got that the February budget. So those sort of events will keep the SARB sort of apprehensive from cutting too soon and potentially making a policy error for now. So for now, we think that they remain a very cautious MPC with possibly one or two votes for a 25 basis point cut tomorrow.
Hypothetically speaking, Rizwana, what impact would a 25 basis point cut have? Would it actually, you know, translate into anything meaningful as far as a lever for growth is concerned?
No, I mean, there's been many studies that's been done, and the most recent coming out from the SARB, where the SARB sort of quantified cuts, any sort of interest rate cuts on growth, the impact on growth, and they found that a 25 basis point cut to interest rates only boost growth by 0.1% or 10 basis points. So the multiplier effect is quite weak there. And the governor has stressed in the past that monetary policy is not the tool to boost growth. They cannot boost growth, and fiscal policy, that squarely lies in the ambit of fiscal policy. So for now, a lower interest rate profile may boost confidence and may provide some leeway for consumers in the near term, but in the medium to long run, it doesn't really boost growth on a sustainable basis.
Rizwana, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB.